you wouldn't readily associate agriculture with glitz and glamour, and it's not the first career choice for many young people. Even so, several of them are pursuing opportunities in the sector. Meet 27-year-old Lawrence Lynch. He says farming is the job he was meant to do. The St. Thomas farmer says the inspiration for his career path came from his grandfather.
I remember I visit my grandfather. He was at the hospital and he said to me that, you know, all his life he had done farming. And him say, if somebody won't buy your crop, you will see yourself have starvation because you can't even barter. You know, Jan may have some banana, but you plant your things so you can exchange.
Mr. Lynch reminisces on his grandfather's advice.
You can gain everything in this world if you give everybody what they want. And him say, food sustains life, so it's a good thing to enter.
The young farmer explains that his grandfather's advice came at a time when he was on a quest to find his true calling, which at the time he thought was nursing. Along the way, Mr. Lynch acquired bee farming skills and eventually ventured further into farming by participating in the AgriParks initiative where he cultivates onions. This is his first season of planting.
It's very good in terms of when I look at the overall cost of production and stuff like that. In terms of going, it's hard work and it will pay off, and I'm seeing it pay off in terms of the yield. And so I'm excited to do it again and again.
Mr. Lynch is among a number of farmers in the Eastern Parish who are contributing significantly to the government's onion development program. The goal of the initiative is to achieve self-sufficiency in onion production by 2017-2018 in order to reduce the importation of the crop into Jamaica. Mr. Lynch says he is more than grateful for the assistance, which involves the provision of farming equipment, seedlings, and training in land management and drip irrigation techniques.
We got irrigation equipment such as drip and tank, and that assisted us, and hose, they assist us in taking the water to the farm so that we can have adequate water to water the crop. With the training now, it tells you what to look for and what to spray for.
He also provides employment for a few friends.
Friends and neighbor and community, person you can come and say, come and could do a couple of days work, earn from this venture.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says he is encouraged by Mr. Lynch's interest in agriculture.
I'm very impressed with what young Mr. Lynch is doing, and his own call to other youngsters in the area to participate in farming activity here.
Mr. Kellyer says the Ministry of Agriculture, through its agencies, has sought to provide relevant support for youth farmers in terms of technical assistance, advice, and extension services.
We are sending out the call nationally to all young persons who are unemployed that have lands available to them to come and talk with their RAD officers, and then they will take it from there to tell them how they can be assisted in getting into agriculture.
Mr. Lynch is encouraging other young people to get involved in farming.
I'm encouraging them to come on board, boost the economy, so that we can create employment and tourism.
This young farmer says his 3-year goal is to save up enough money to pursue a course in agricultural science at the College of Agriculture Science and Education Case in Portland. He says the sky is the limit for him, and he will take this opportunity as far as it will lead.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all government pensioners who have not yet submitted their pension life certificate to do so by May 7, 2015. Pensioners are asked to ensure that the life certificate is fully completed and certified only by persons listed on the certificate as being authorized to do so. Pensioners are also asked to detach the payslips before returning the certificate.
Get involved this Labor Day. In your community, help create clean, safe, inspiring, and fun spaces for our children. Let's show them that we care. It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
Come to make that work together.
Register your projects now with the Ministry of Youth and Culture. Call 978-7654 extension 5137 or register online at myc.gov.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.